Hello, 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 everybody. Welcome to Patient Players Podcast. This is episode 33. I'm your host, Daniel, and I've got my co-host here, Jordan. Hello, Jordan.
How's it going, guys? Good to be here for episode 33, if it actually is 33. Is it really 33?
Yeah, it's 33. I checked.
Dang.
On top of things. Yeah,
33. Oh, my goodness. It is 33.
Yeah. So today is May the 9th, though, if you're hearing this, you may already know that, because this is our first live recording.
Hooray!
You listener listening right now are listening live. I'm saying these words live. I'm looking at you through my webcam live. We have video. You can see our faces. This is amazing. I can see Jordan's
face. I can wave. It adds like a whole, it's like 2D versus 3D, where audio is just 2D, but we just added in a third dimension of communication here, where our faces can now communicate without saying a single word. And for those of you listening at home, you miss all of that sweet goodness.
I'm making shocked faces right now.
All those sweet little tidbits of interstellar communication.
Yeah. So if you want to get in on the action for future recordings of the Patient Players Podcast or join us for anything, you may remember that last week we announced our first community Discord server, Patient Players Community Discord. You can find that if you want to join us over at patientplayers.com/discord. And for anyone listening live, feel free to jump in there. We do actually have a podcast questions chat. So later on, when we would normally be answering emails, we're still going to do that. Don't fear. We still have plenty of email to go through. But if you post any questions in that podcast questions channel, we're going to go and answer them. Again, that was patientplayers.com/discord. And for anyone listening to this after the fact, jump right in there. There is a way to set yourself up as a subscriber that will be explained to you when you first join. There's a nice little welcome message. And subscribers on the Discord server are going to be notified of every new episode, every time we tweet anything or go live on Twitch. So that's a little bit of how to find out more about us if you like the podcast. And we'll hit that again with some of that info once we start going over emails. But in the meantime, we're going to podcast. And the way we do that here is we like to do what we call gaming in the slow lane. So when we say that, we mean that we play a lot of games, but rarely, not never, but rarely will you find us jumping on a game that's just come out, paying full price, playing it for a few hours and moving on. Most of the time, we get really invested in a game, enjoy it for everything it has, maybe come back as it's updated. Maybe we pick up a game on sale a few years after it comes out and just really enjoy it. So you'll hear us talk about all sorts of things. It's not just going to be what you hear through the rest of your gaming news outlets. It's kind of specific to what we're doing.
Man, you know, you saying that, just like, I don't know where this emotion came from, but out of the blue, it made me like kind of bitter for buying Luigi's Mansion 3. I have no idea where this came from. And almost, I want to say also Pokemon Mystery Dungeon.
Okay.
Because I bought those both full price, you know, right off the bat, $60, and they lasted like 9 hours.
Yeah, man.
You know?
That's the whole thing.
I should have been a patient player. But then there's games like Animal Crossing, you know, bought it at $60 right off the bat. I have like 300 hours on my sweet, sweet island.
Well, yeah, but I feel like that's something you kind of know going in, right? Like, you didn't buy Luigi's Mansion expecting to play it for 300 hours.
Oh, my. Can you imagine, though, if I had? Can you imagine, though, in a world where Luigi's Mansion 3, they say, like, this has 300 hours of gameplay? Oh, my word. That sounds amazing.
Well, see, but it would have to be, like, Animal Crossing. It would have to be, like, scheduled or generated at that point. Like, the thing about Luigi's Mansion is that it's got, like, these puzzles. And they made these puzzles, and that's it. And, like, once you're done, you're done.
But imagine, imagine a game where it's not like that. Where whatever the gameplay is, it lasts 300 hours. It's just 300 hours of Luigi's Mansion 3 themed content.
What you're just describing to me is Skyrim, which is just all created content, and it's still like 300 hours.
That's perfect. Imagine a Skyrim universe, but it has a Luigi's Mansion 3 theme on it. Where, what category of game is that, is Skyrim?
It's a Western RPG.
Is that actually what it's called?
Yeah.
What the heck? So imagine a Western RPG Luigi's Mansion.
As opposed to a JRPG, which is like your Final Fantasies or Japanese RPGs.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, imagine like an open world, you know, Luigi can get new trades, new skills.
Are you saying you want Luigi's Mansion Suck of the Wild? Why have we never done this with a video before?
Luigi's Mansion Suck of the Wild. Yeah.
So you climb a tower.
Yeah, I am saying that.
And then you suck up all the ghosts from on top of the tower.
And people would still call it revolutionary. And
then your vacuum breaks.
Doing new things with games, even though it would just be a skin of Breath of the Wild.
Oh, man.
And I would still play it. I would absolutely still play Luigi's Mansion Suck of the Wild.
Can they put that on the box? Quote, Jordan, I would absolutely play.
Yes. Pre-rated. 4.8 out of 5 stars.
See, I've discovered a problem with this new format, is that I have to look at your face, which means I can't look at my notes, which means I have a way harder time knowing where we're going next.
Oh, just don't look at my face. I know it's beautiful, and it's like, it's distracting sometimes.
You're asking way too much of me. Way too much.
Even for me, I see my face over in the corner, and I just have to be like, no, I can't. Like, I'm like promising myself like a reward later. Like, you can go in the mirror to stare at yourself for a good 20 minutes. You just got to get through this podcast, look at your notes right in front of you. And then if I wanted to, I could stay up all night long just staring at myself. In fact, I have a camera phone. I could just pull up the front screen. Boom, there's my beautiful face.
You could leave it plugged in and it would never run out. It's like an infinite mirror.
And, well, you know what? Let's get even better. Let's take a photo of my face, print it out, tape it like on my ceiling above my bed, and then just sit there with my eyes open. Wonderful.
So... one of the things we like to do for people who listen is pluck out any deals that we find. Because, again, sometimes there will be games that you could play for hours and hours, or games that have been updated, and all of a sudden, instead of being $60 or $40, they're like $5 or $15, or sometimes they're free. And those are the best ones. So we've been tracking those best we can through our 5 or 6 different channels of free games and subscriptions. And we don't have a lot to talk about this week there, though. If that's something you're interested in, definitely go pull up last week's episode 32, because that was the first episode in May. So you get all of the Xbox Games for Gold, PlayStation Plus games, the Humble Choice Bundle games, the... what even else is every month? There was like a Steam sale as well. There was a lot of games last week.
There
just
was
go check
so
out
much.
That one.
Yeah. Beginning of the month, yeah. Every month, there's usually a lot of... that's when a lot of people launch all their big deals. And so...
yeah. Though, as of last week, it is too late to pick up that PlayStation Play at Home, where you could get Uncharted, the Nathan Drake Collection, and Journey. Those are both gone.
Ooh, but you missed out, buckos. You can still go pick them up for the low, low price of their suggested retail price. However,
Retail value,
yeah, which is, I guess, like $60. I assume the Nathan Drake Collection is full price.
Aren't HD collections often like $40?
That's what I was thinking. I kind of wanted to check that, because I was like, I wouldn't be surprised if it was $40.
Yeah. But anyways, that's gone in terms of deals. And then the other monthly stuff that we skipped over, that's still going. So
I typed in Nathan Break. Oh, it's $20.
Hey, $20 is $20.
It was $0 last week. But if you missed it, you can still pick up the Nathan Drake collection, which is like... Boy Lara Croft the game. Is that fair?
I guess.
This face thing is fun. I'm looking at your face now, and that was a really fun expression.
It's like Lara Croft and Indiana Jones.
Oh yeah, I guess Indiana Jones is Boy Lara Croft. Or is Lara Croft girl Indiana Jones?
I think that's the one. I think you're stumbling upon the secrets.
Okay,
of the
good.
Universe.
So I'm gonna stick with what I said originally, where Lara Croft is girl Indiana Jones, but Nathan Drake is boy Lara Croft.
Got it. Makes sense to me.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much.
So, I like how we talked a bunch about a game that you can't get for free anymore.
Yeah. I mean, it's still $20. So, for patient players that didn't buy all three of these games for $60 each, you can now get... is it three of them? It is three of them, right?
Yeah, it's 1, 2, and 3.
Yeah. You can get all three of them for $20. Math is hard. I think I was doing the math in my head. I was like, what is 20 divided by 3? It's like 6.7 or something.
Yeah. Yeah, wow. You actually did it really well.
Oh, cool. I just guessed.
So the other change, though, that we do have to hit on every week is that the Epic Games Store, through all of last year and continuing into this year, have been giving away one free game every week just for having their store installed on PC. And there's been a lot of really good things that have flown through that program. And
it's been more than one many times.
Correct. And like for Christmas, they did like 12 games in 12 days for the 12 days of Christmas. Really good program. But the current game we mentioned last week is Death Coming. So the style of that game, it's like a puzzle game where you are a Grim Reaper trying to use objects in your environment to harvest souls that you're supposed to, and that there are angels and things they're trying to prevent you from harvesting your souls. It looked kind of fun. Maybe we'll throw that up on a stream at some point. That sounds fun. But that's currently free on Epic Games. And when in unprecedented news, never before, as far as I'm aware of, they have locked the identity of next week's game.
They've done it before.
Oh.
I think they did it with the Batman collection, didn't they?
They said it was Batman, but they didn't say what Batman. And then it was all the Batman.
It was most of the Batmans.
Pretty much all the Batmans. But yeah, this time around, they have not released any info about what next week's game is. It has a big epic mystery game on there.
So I saw that, and my first response is either it's really bad or it's really good. It's like there's no middle ground. Like, why hype it up with mystery if you're not trying to build hype for it? But at the same time, do you build hype for something that isn't good? Or if it was good, why not just reveal what it's going to be and build up hype to pick it up?
Yeah, I'm not following the same logic. Like, I can't figure out what the benefit is. Because, okay, so like Humble Bundle did this where they would hide games. It would have like, here's three that you know about and here's like seven you don't know about. And that's fine. But the thing that's confusing me is like, that's because they want people to stay subscribed, and you don't get it if you don't stay subscribed. So the mystery is like a tantalizing way to get money. Epic Games.
There's no
incentive. Like, whether it was a good game or not, I'm just going to check it next week. And if it's a good game next week, I'm just going to get it. And if it's not, I'm not going to care. Like, I don't know. I'm really struggling to understand why, unless, here's my other thought, you know, okay. Tinfoil hat time. You got to put this on. Conspiracy theory.
Oh, I see.
I've mentioned a couple times how I've noticed the same games rotate through these various services, right? So it'll be on Humble Bundle, and then it'll rotate over to like PlayStation Plus, and then it'll eventually become free on Epic or something like that. Like, you'll see the same game pop up over the course of a few months.
Mm-hmm,
it'll go like 50% off on Steam, and then it'll start showing up on all these services as they're trying to squeeze every last drop out of it. What if it's a game that's like currently on sale somewhere, like right now?
Ooh, so they would be taking away from sales from somewhere else.
Yeah, so like, isn't there like a summer sale for Humble overall right now on the store? Not the bundle, but the store.
I don't know.
I know there's some Steam weekend deals and stuff like that. So I'm wondering if you look through the list of the games that are marked down right now, when that sale ends, is it going to be before next Thursday when it's revealed on Epic, and what the game's going to be? I'm really interested to see, because that's the only incentive I can think of is why the publisher would not want the news going out there that their game is going to be free unless they're trying to sell copies right now.
Point. I guess we'll find out next week.
Yeah. The tinfoil hat conspiracy theory will be proven or denied next week.
But they are. Wow, that is a really detailed photo that they made for it. They are building up hype for it, like on Twitter. That's where I first saw it. They posted a tweet a few days ago. It's like 12,000 likes. It just has like a thinking face with a photo of the Epic Game Store free game with a key. It has a key. An old key emoji. Do you think that has to do with the game or just like it's unlocking?
Probably it's unlocking. Wait, you're talking about the image?
No, the tweet.
In the tweet,
they posted the photo and they have like a thinking face emoji and a key emoji and two eyes emoji.
I would guess that means locked, because Kingdom Hearts can't come to PC as
Kingdom Hearts.
Birth by Serial Fragmentation or whatever the podcast episode was months back. So that's the only new deal that I'm aware of. I'll keep my eye out for anything on Steam that looks great. And we've been starting to use the Twitter a little bit more now that we have the Discord community. So if you follow us on the Discord and subscribe, or just follow us directly on Twitter, you'll see those tweets coming to you if we notice anything you might want to pick up. But anything else to talk about as far as like deals you've noticed, Jordan?
Oh, my goodness. I'm sorry. There's some breaking news that we're gonna intrude here for a second. Nintendo Online is down.
What?
Mm-hmm. As of an hour ago. And then the site that tells you whether it's down or not is also currently down.
Are you sure that you just are not losing all of your internet?
No, this isn't me. I could double check to see if it's actually happening. But I mean, people are...
You're talking to me, so I'm going to assume... Oh, we're getting confirmation in our chat from our Animal Crossing players.
Yeah, that's why I wanted to mention it, because Animal Crossing, like, no one can do any, like, it's no longer animal capitalism right now. It's, you have to play single player mode.
Are you saying that I can't waste 45 seconds of my life watching a plane arrive slowly 8 times?
You can't. Even if you wanted to. If you wanted to, you'd have to buy a second copy of the game to locally play with your wife.
Okay, I'll just do that.
Okay, great. Go. Yeah, so you're still good. Yeah. And you can just go back and forth.
It still does all the same junk for a local player?
Of course it does. Why would it not?
Oh my gosh. Why is that game the way it is?
Yeah. Anyways, what was your question?
Any other deals to talk about?
Any other deals? I don't think so. None that I've seen. Okay. Is Pac-Man still free?
That's a good question.
I think it is, until the 10th. So you guys have tomorrow. It ends tomorrow.
Today and tomorrow. Live viewers, if you like Pac-Man, let me tell you, I played some Pac-Man Championship Edition 2.
He has actually been playing with it, and it confuses me to no end.
He doesn't understand the Pac-Man.
He's don't. Like, it's such a simple game. Like
pellets to gobble, there's ghosts to avoid.
You know how some games have like a skill ceiling? It's like you can only get this good. It's like the try-hard ceiling on Pac-Man is just so low that I'm like, where is he finding like entertainment in just munching little pellets?
Wait, what do you mean the try-hard is so low? As in like it's so easy to master?
Sure.
Oh, so you're saying the game's too easy?
Yeah, maybe. Yeah.
But have you played it?
No. I've seen you play it, though.
Well, you were watching me play the tutorial.
I watched you play some levels. You unlocked some levels.
Okay, well, we'll have to revisit Pac-Man, because Pac-Man is hard, okay?
Okay, have you lost a single level yet?
I've only played the levels you saw me playing, so no.
Okay.
I've been playing other games. Speaking of other games, we've been playing video games, haven't we?
We've been playing the video games.
I would say this week we've actually been playing an unprecedented amount of games together. Like we normally do play some games together. Yeah. Yeah, I think I looked through my list. The only game I haven't been playing with you has been I played one level of Iron Danger, which is a game I've mentioned on here before. And I played a little bit more Yu-Gi-Oh! Just for fun. But other than that, I've been playing all my video games with you, and that has been Terraria.
That's what I'm talking about. I've been having so much fun. Oh, my word. Every night, I, like, hop on, and I'm like, is this the night where we get to play Terraria again?
Is it Terraria night?
Sometimes I've, like, reached out to you, which I don't do very often.
Which you should do.
I should. No, I absolutely should, but I'm saying that these times I actually did where I'm like, is tonight the night? Are we going to play Terraria again tonight? Am I going to get some more Terraria? Oh my goodness. The update comes out a week from today.
They did a big reveal video. I didn't watch it, but I saw the video.
They did?
Yeah, they like revealed everything about the journey mode. Did you not see this?
Oh, no, I did. Yeah, I have that in my notes, actually. I didn't know you'd seen that.
I didn't watch the video. I saw like some bullet points on the Steam news feed.
Yeah, I wanted to talk about that because it's pretty cool, actually.
Okay, let me see if I can... If I get this right, from my understanding, mm-hmm. is it or is it not a mixture of both creative mode and try hard mode, depending on how much you want to punish yourself?
No, not try hard mode. I mean, yes, but no.
Okay, tell me more. I'm intrigued.
It is a mixture of creative mode and just playing the game mode. So you can crank up the difficulty. It gives you a difficulty slider. You can make it as hard as possible, or you can make it as easy as possible. In fact, you can just turn off monster spawning altogether, which I don't know what you would do in Terraria at that point.
Mine. But build things in 2D that look cool.
I guess so. Yeah, but the creative aspect of it is not as simple as Minecraft, where you have unlimited resources of everything. Have you heard about this? About how this works?
No, that's why I'm learning.
Okay, yeah. So in order to get the ability to place unlimited resources of an item, you must first scan a certain amount of them after harvesting them.
Okay.
So it's like you're slowly working your way through. You're like slowly unlocking creative mode. Like, I want to place dirt as much as I want. I have to mine, like, I think it's like 100 dirt and scan all of it. And then now I can just place dirt as much as I want anywhere I want.
That seems good. So wait, but how's that work? Is that just placeable blocks or is that also crafting material?
What do you mean? No, I think it's crafting material. I think it's everything.
So it's like once I find torches. 100 like magical gems, I just have infinite magical gems?
Uh-huh. Pretty sure.
At first, I was like, well, that's dumb. But the more I think about it, I don't know. Like,
yeah, it's meant to be just like creative mode. It's meant to be like you can when you have to create a character specifically for this kind of world. And this world only works with those characters. So it's not to take away from the main way to play the game. It's more like to give someone the ability where it's like, oh, I want to play through Terraria, but more easily, or I don't want to have to do the grind and like get, you know, thousands and thousands of ore to make the best armor.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's...
You know
it's
what? That makes sense.
A crazy new way to do that, and it gives you tons of options. You can, like, change the time settings. You can change the monster spawning settings. So, it's very customizable.
Live and on the fly, right? You don't need to wait. Like, you don't need to reload the world or anything if you change
the stuff. There's just a new button. You click on the new button, it pops down, like, all the options you can do. You just go through and click on all of them, all you want.
That sounds pretty cool.
Pretty neat. I probably won't do it. It's
been fun.
Yeah, I probably won't do it, but it seemed like a cool new way of doing a creative mode that still seems kind of fun.
Mm-hmm.
So you could just have, like, a character just, like, build up all the items, and then he would just be your creative mode character. You just have to kind of do it instead of just click on it to get it.
Yeah, but I think, not to play into the naming or anything, isn't the journey kind of the point? Like, if you wanted to have a dude somewhere that just had all the blocks, wouldn't you just start creative mode? Like, isn't it getting all the blocks that's kind of the reason you would play that mode?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's like once he has them all, if you're just like sitting there keeping this character to be like, oh, I could pull him out if I ever wanted to have all the blocks, it's like at that point, just play creative, man.
Well, there is no creative. Like, that is your creative then.
There is no creative in that game?
No, there's no creative mode. This is their take on creative mode.
Oh.
Yeah.
So they're like, we refuse to allow you to just have all this cool stuff we made. You have to earn it.
You have to earn it first.
That changes the dynamic a lot. I didn't realize there was no creative mode.
Yeah, people have been asking for a creative mode. And so this was their... They're
for
like,
how
okay,
many years?
A long time. But they said, here you go. Here's basically creative mode.
Still got to work for it, though.
Yeah.
I kind of like that. That's fun.
Yeah. Oh, man. And they teased the new... is it Bestiary? Bestiary?
Bestiary, yeah.
It is Bestiary?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. The new Bestiary is amazing.
What... Like, you're saying the monsters in there are cool, or you're saying that the, like, just the menu is cool?
The menu is cool. Like, the more of them that you kill, it tells you how much money they're going to drop. Like, when they spawn, it tells you their drop items and the percentage chance of dropping those items.
So they're just building the wiki into the game?
Yes! And you also have to earn that by killing more and more monsters. You kill one, it gets added, and you don't have any information on it. And you have to kill more and more of them, and you unlock more and more information about it. Like, its health, its attack, its defense.
Okay. See, I feel like I'm thinking back to World of Warcraft when I used to, like, have a wiki open and play, and then it was like, oh, now I can install this add-on that just tells me the wiki information while I'm playing, and now the game just has it. And I'm like, as the game gets older, do people just stop caring about hiding information? They're just like, everyone wants this information, and they can go get it. Let's just put it in the game.
Yeah, let's just give it to them easier.
Like Minecraft, you used to have to know the crafting recipes, which was dumb, because you had to look them up every time, and now it's just like...
that was so crazy.
How do I make this thing? And it just tells you...
I liked that a lot, and my little sister hated that, and I couldn't understand back in the day, but it was literally because she didn't know how to, like, look up how to make stuff, so she would only play creative mode, and I'm like, oh, you're not playing the game the right way, but I just didn't realize it's because she didn't know what to make. She didn't want to have to research when she wanted to play a video game. She just wanted to play the video game.
Who wants to go to a browser when you're playing a video game?
Exactly.
Stadia.
Looking at you, Stadia. If they made it this far,
if Stadia's still open on May the 9th of quarantine year. Ugh. Sorry. So yeah, we've been playing Terraria, and I did some Iron Danger. And what else have you been doing?
Sorry, I was Googling Stadia now. See, I want them to succeed, but also the model is just so bad that they chose that I almost don't want them to succeed. It's like, it's a great idea. But the fact that you don't get to own your games seems so sketch.
What do you mean you don't get to own your games?
Like, I'm going to buy the $60 game on Stadia. So now I can play it on Stadia whenever I want. If Stadia shuts down, your game is gone. It is only the Stadia edition of the game that you're buying.
Right.
It's not like you're not like streaming a Steam game. You're buying a copy in a digital library that could be shut down. So it's like Steam, but Steam is less likely to be shut down than compared to a brand new service that isn't really in demand much.
Well, I think there's two differences. One is that Steam, I agree with you that like once you just have a license to the game, not the actual game. So like exactly. If Steam shuts down, you don't get any more. But the thing is that you can play Steam games offline. Like you are downloading the
you
file.
You can play Stadia games up. Oh, wait, no.
Literally can't. So like if the Steam servers were to crash, I mean, there's ways to have your Steam stuff pre-authenticated to where it'll still let you play it. And I imagine if Steam ever crashes completely and it's like a decision, it's not like a, hey, we are like something happened and it went down, that they would release the games to be played by you. I assume that's not maybe a fair assumption because it's just licensed, but the idea is you own those games. So I could see that being better than Stadia. The thing I was wondering is, have you heard of the NVIDIA? I forget what it's called, but it's like a streaming service. Have you heard of this from NVIDIA?
I think so, yeah.
Oh, GeForce Now, I think is what it's called.
Yeah, mm-hmm, I have.
So, do you know how that works?
A little bit.
Well, I'll just explain for anyone listening. It's a streaming service, kind of like Google Stadia, where they're running a game and you're just getting the video feed and you're sending back your controller inputs. Except they are not selling you any games. They're not charging you a subscription. And they might charge you a subscription for their services, but they're not selling you any games. What they're doing is they are literally running virtual machines on their hardware that are just running Steam. And then you just log into Steam through their service, and then all of your Steam games are there, and you can just play any of them.
I think that's great. I think that's a great way of doing it.
Yeah, but then I remember there was like a big fuss a few weeks ago, maybe a few months at this point. Time blends together. Where some developer had said, like, hey, you are letting people stream our game without our permission.
Some developer. I think you mean Blizzard.
Was it Blizzard?
No, it was Blizzard.
The instance I'm thinking of is a different game.
Oh, okay.
Because Blizzard games wouldn't be on Steam.
Well, Blizzard did pull out of NVIDIA now. They said, hey, you can't stream our games anymore.
Okay.
It was Activision Blizzard, 2K... Bethesda, Konami, they said, NVIDIA, you can't stream our games.
Okay, apparently the story has developed much more since when I first heard it. Because when I first heard it, it was just like an indie developer that was like, yo. It's because someone submitted a support ticket that was like, hey, this thing's not working. And they were like, we never said they could do that. So it sucks to be you that you can't play your game on this service that we don't own. But it is weird. It's a really cool service, and we're starting to get into some really sketchy legal territory between who owns what, and like technically you own the Steam game. You can run the Steam game on any computer that has Steam. That's the point of Steam.
Was it The Long Dark?
Yes. That was the one.
I just found the tweet. The guy said, sorry to those who are disappointed. You can no longer play The Long Dark on GeForce Now. NVIDIA didn't ask for our permission to put the game on the platform, so we asked them to remove it.
Please, but they're not putting games... They're not putting games on a platform. Like,
right, it's not a platform. It's just a streaming...
Where do the legal bounds come between, like Jordan, if you wanted to log into Steam on my computer and then I Discord stream it to you, that's not... I don't have to license that, right? Like, I'm showing you a video of my game that you paid to own on Steam. It's bizarre. I don't understand how any of this is going to work, and my fear is that it's going to work out in favor of the licensing and corporations, and we're going to have to buy every game 20 times. But it would be way cooler if I could just log in somewhere and play all the games I own, like, on a phone.
Absolutely.
Anyways, that was off topic. Anything else you've been playing?
Yeah, no, just Trey. We've been playing a lot of Heroes of the Storm together.
That's the other one. That's the other big one. A lot of Heroes of the Storm. In fact, anyone on the stream might know that we actually just got done playing a bunch of Heroes of the Storm this afternoon.
This very stream. We didn't even change the stream. It's still going from earlier.
Yeah, it's the same stream. Exactly. We did some last night, too. So with the community Discord, we've been doing a lot more streaming and getting people in there to chat and have a good time. And we played... Oh, shoot, how long does the Evil Genius deal last? I forgot to put that in the notes.
Evil Genius deal.
Yeah, okay. Will you look that up while I talk about Evil Genius?
Of course.
So, if you remember, I have mentioned during my top 10 as one of my runner-ups, Evil Genius. I was not allowed to talk about him because I talked too much already. But Evil Genius is an old game. It is 16 years old, but I love it to pieces. I bought it when I was a kid and it was on sale on Steam. And I ended up playing a bunch of it. Then, afterwards, found out that the developer would no longer existed. So, like, I was looking up something about if they were going to fix some bug or release a sequel. And someone was like, nah, they're never going to do that. And I was really sad about it. And then, completely out of the blue, E3 2019, the AMD PC conference, not Nintendo, Sony, Xbox, the PC conference... They start the conference with a teaser for Evil Genius 2. I don't know the legal aspect of how they got the license or how any of that works, because I think the original publisher is still gone, but they are making a sequel, and I'm super jazzed about it. It's a base management game where you're running an evil base with minions, and you're trying to take over the world and build giant lasers and do all the crazy Evil Genius stuff that you know from spy movies, but you get to be the one doing it, and I'm excited for it. Is what I'm trying to say. But what I'm really trying to say is that they released a deal earlier this week that said Evil Genius 1 is available for free to anyone that puts their email into a email subscription list on news for the sequel. They just give you a Steam key. You just own it on Steam. Did you find out if it's still running?
It is still going. They only say on the website it's for a limited time. They don't actually give a date.
Okay. Well... If you were already following Patient Players on Twitter, or if you were on the Discord, you would have seen us blast it out as soon as that was available. But if you're late to the party and you're only hearing this now, either on the live stream or on the recording, then go jump on that. Evil Genius is super fun. In fact, if you want to see a little bit of how the game's played, there's about an hour and a half archive of it on Twitch that we streamed on the Patient Players Twitch channel. So twitch.tv/patientplayers will bring you to the channel. And if you look at the video archives, you'll see the Evil Genius stream. And check that out. See if you like it. And pick up a copy for yourself. Sorry, I got really excited about that because I played a bunch of it and I forgot to mention it during the deals.
Yeah, and the way they give it to you is really cool. It links it to your Steam account and just redeems it to your Steam account. So you don't have to download a sketchy file or anything. Like, it just gives you access to it on Steam. So it's really easy.
It's just a key. Yeah, it's great.
And it's free, so go pick that up at... Shoot.
Let's see how many hours of entertainment Evil Genius has provided me. Give me a second.
Is it rebellion.com? Is that their website?
That sounds right, yeah. Almost 60 hours of playtime in Evil Genius. There you go.
Nice! That's pretty good.
So almost 20% of what Jordan's played Animal Crossing in 1 month.
2 months. 2 months. It's been out two months in 11 days. So a month and two thirds. But yeah, go to rebellion.com and there's a giant, giant picture that says get the original for free. And you just click there.
Nice.
Make an account with them and they redeem it to your Steam.
Pro tip from me. I posted this on the Twitter as well. If you try to play that game, the end of the game is nearly impossible with the default settings of how many minions you're allowed to have. And so... My suggestion to you, dear listener, dear viewer, is just change it. There's a file. Just look
just
it up. There's a file. You just double all the numbers in the file, and boom, you have twice as many minions possible, and it's great. It's so much more fun. Just do that. So, Jordan, remember watching the stream of me playing it just a few days ago? You remember how I was like constantly running out of money and also trying to send my minions everywhere?
Absolutely.
I had twice as many minions as the game expected me to have. Like, literally double.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, can you imagine that game with the default values? It's doable and it's fun, and I did it for many hours, but the ending of that game gets even harder, and it was like impossible. So the double is very much appreciated.
Is that a common complaint by people that the game is just too difficult to play?
I don't know. I don't think so, because the solution in that case that I wasn't doing is you could have just expanded the number of lockers you had to get more minions. But the problem is when you hit the cap, you can't do that anymore. And so I would have hit the cap a lot sooner, whereas this time around, everything was doubled. So I didn't have to build as many lockers. And even if I did, I would have gone over the original cap of 100.
Wow, 100 seems like a lot of people.
Yeah, but when you're splitting them between like the base, I mean, you saw that tree of like upgraded minions, right? So each of the ones I had all had two more different upgrades you could put them into. So you get spread pretty thin to where you only have like 10 or 15 of each guy at a certain point.
Gotcha.
Anyways, that's enough about Evil Genius. I played that. I played Terraria. Heroes of the Storm. You want to talk about that?
Yeah, we've just been playing Heroes of the Storm. Like, what else is there to say? We've mentioned it so many times on the podcast. It's free. It's fun. If you play long enough, you can unlock all the characters for free, which is what I've done. Like, I've been playing for, I think, 3 years now. And
something like that.
Anytime they release a new one, I can immediately get it for free because I have enough in-game currency. Man, imagine if, like, Hearthstone was like that. That'd be so nice.
May I introduce you to Yu-Gi-Oh? No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, deja vu. Oh, my goodness.
We tried that. Last week, we talked about Yu-Gi-Oh, and I was going to show you Yu-Gi-Oh, and you kind of you saw Yu-Gi-Oh being played. I didn't teach you Yu-Gi-Oh. You watched Yu-Gi-Oh,
I watched
while
Yu-Gi-Oh.
You were doing Animal Crossing.
While I played Animal Crossing with my friends, and it was fun. It was bad timing.
Yes. Next time. Next time, we'll get you on this Yu-Gi-Oh hook, and you'll be able to play it.
Exactly.
So, Heroes of the Storm. I don't have too much more to say on that other than we've been playing a lot. We've been streaming it. I've had some of the best games ever on stream. They've been really, really fun. Oh, my goodness. The Garrosh game last night was just gold. I want to actually pull that out of the stream and post that separately as a YouTube video somewhere. So, maybe we'll be able to link that in the future.
Is it the one I was interested in also?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, that one was really good. I can officially announce I'm back in Platinum in the ranked games.
Woohoo!
Where I belong for now. Let's see if I can get higher. I was saying earlier today when we were playing, I feel like the amount that I've been like watching people play that game at a high level and the amount I've been playing it, I think something's finally clicked, and I really do feel like I'm playing better than I was before. I fully expect if I keep playing that I'll rank up to a higher level.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. So what's been going on in Animal Crossing? I mean, that's what you're normally playing, right?
Nothing. I'm kind of getting to the point where I have most of the stuff that I want.
Okay.
So, which is like 400 different DIYs.
Okay.
So, it's starting to get peaceful. Like the hours every day are starting to wind down a little bit. You know, I just, it's kind of getting to the point where I should have started off at. Right, I am taking it slowly and peacefully.
To a healthy point. It took you 300 hours to reach a healthy obsession with Animal Crossing.
And, oh, man, I'm hoping, like, of course they're going to be adding more content, but, I mean, I don't know, I hope that they do. I know that's weird to say. Like, I still feel like the DS one is still, like, the ultimate Animal Crossing. Just
okay.
Because it had all content. But if they,
the
like,
DS
didn't...
or the 3DS?
3DS, sorry. Yeah, okay. Not DS. But, like, if they never updated the current one, I've already played it for 300 hours. So, like, I've already gotten value out of it. But I still am, kind of, like, hoping that they will add a lot of awesome stuff that the 3DS one had that seems weird that it's missing.
Yeah. So, there's the... some of the missing stuff like Red and the art and all that stuff that was added with the Earth Day update. So do you think they're going to be combining the content updates that's re-adding those features back in? Are they combining those with the holiday updates? Like, are we going to get a, I don't know, what's the next holiday? 4th of July? They do a 4th of July thing, right?
Yeah, I think they do fireworks in game.
Okay.
But the fact that the presentation they released recently kind of laid out their events for like the next... What was it, like 3 months or something?
Oh, really?
Like, okay. That makes me a little worried that they're not going to actually add any new content in the next 3 months.
Mm. There's a lot of content there. Most people haven't played 300 hours since the
I
game
know,
came out.
But...
He's like, but I have.
But I wanna, you know, like the next store upgrade. Like that should be in the game. It's not in the game. And it's weird.
Oh, it's
weird that it's not.
That there's like not a second floor to it or anything?
Yeah, no, like in previous games you could upgrade the store like four or five uh-huh. times. In this one, it has one upgrade. Everyone has it by now, and that's it.
One?
And it's really, really small still. It's like 3 furniture items a day.
Huh, yeah, that is bizarre.
So, like, I'm like, is this something they're going to add in later, or is this, like, a new step for Animal Crossing where, oh, you don't actually get a new upgrade. You don't get 5 of them anymore. So it's like between I'm worried about it and, like, oh, of course they're going to do it just later. But also, like, why have they not done it now? Are they forcing people not to cheat by time traveling?
I actually had that thought the other day, but I'm wondering if also, specifically with the store, like you mentioned, could it be that they made that decision consciously because people are getting a lot more furniture via DIYs?
Ah, see, that's what I'm scared of that being the truth, because I want 5 store upgrades. I want the super awesome 2-story, you know, there's like a special extra store inside,
uh-huh.
and there's extra people running the different floors. I would be really sad if the current one is like, that's it. That's the only one you get for the entire game.
But Jordan, they can't split up Timmy and Tommy. What are they going to do with the top floor?
Oh, they just do 2 floors, you know? Timmy floor and Tommy floor.
You can't split them up. Then they can't like talk over each other just a little bit and repeat after
each
other.
Oh my word, you're right. He couldn't repeat.
They have to bring in their sister Tammy.
Timmy, Tommy, and Tammy?
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. They could bring in Reese and
the llamas?
Yeah, the llamas. Which they are bringing them for the wedding update.
What?
For the month of June, I think you take wedding photos for the two llamas and you get a bunch of wedding themed items, and that's the entire month's update.
Oh, they're getting married? Not like you can get married.
No, like they got married already. They just want to retake wedding photos.
I count Nintendo's like, don't worry, they were married before. Don't worry.
But now you can take photos for them and get wedding items. But like, why do I want? I don't want wedding items. I don't want,
you know,
like pews.
You okay? Hold on. If this quarantine goes through June, you know that there will be at least like 5 dozen YouTube videos of people actually having Animal Cross weddings, where it's just them two and like 6 of their closest Animal Crossing friends. And they're going to build a whole little altar processional, and they're going to go through all the motions, and they're going to make, like, the blow a kiss emote.
Yeah,
it's going to be the whole thing.
I've already seen those. In fact, I saw one a few days ago. It got, like, 18,000 upvotes on Reddit. They, like professionally, like, edited little clips of them walking around town, like, oh, today's the day, oh. Because it was supposed to be their wedding that day, and they couldn't have it.
All they need is more wedding furniture to fuel their addiction.
I guess, you know, like, good for the people who want to get digitally married. Like, shoot, I wouldn't even want to do that. If I was getting married, I wouldn't want to, like, have a fake Animal Crossing wedding. Or would I? I don't know, because I'm not in that place.
See, the first time I ever remember hearing about someone getting married in a game, it was, I think this would actually be pretty cool. It was World of Warcraft when that was still at the peak of its craziness. And it was that these two people met on World of Warcraft, were part of the same guild with like dozens of other people that all knew them really well. Then they went and got married in real life. And then they came back, and just for their online friends of the guild, they had a separate ceremony and like
that is great. I love that.
That's super cool, because then it's like, well, yeah, all these people live in other areas. They only know each other through playing World of Warcraft, so let's celebrate in World of Warcraft.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that's really cool. If only they had a World of Warcraft wedding update. So they can add in little tuxedos, little wedding dresses for all the orcs to wear. Because of course they were the Horde, because everyone's the Horde.
Because the Horde is the bomb, and I'm sorry that you are just too simple-minded to see. Don't get us fighting about this on the podcast.
Too overrated. I would probably like them if they were the least popular. I would probably love the Horde.
The Horde is amazing!
This is one of those times where just people overhyping it is annoying to me.
All right, do you want like an 18-year-old king, or do you want a war chief, all right?
Okay.
War.
Well, when you put it that
chief.
Way, I still like the 18-year-old king who doesn't like know what he's doing, and people like die because of his bad choices, and he has to kind of work through that, you know. And he misses his late father who also died. Is that Is that what
I think that's it. When I played World of Warcraft many moons ago, it was just King Varian, but I also never participated in PvP, so I know nothing about the Alliance because for the Horde.
Fist bump. Fist pump. He did a little fist pump.
I did a little fist pump. Is it email time? Is it the best time of the podcast?
Sure.
Cool. While we get our emails loaded up, I'll take this time to mention one more time for anyone listening or watching the live stream that, one, this is our first live stream podcast episode. Welcome. Thank you for joining or listening afterwards. Either way, you're a very valued listener. And we are building our community Discord over at patientplayers.com/Discord. If you go there, you'll be able to not only hang out with us, you can listen to us record these podcasts and stream. You can sign up for notifications for everything we do and hang out with other people who like the podcast. And you can also follow us on Facebook, facebook.com/patientplayers, and Twitter at patient_players. And I believe all those social media links are being posted into the feed right now.
That underscore bums me to this day.
It's got
to
be perfect.
I'm just going to go to the patient players without the underscore just to fume.
Didn't we go there and we find out that they haven't been active in like 8 years?
Zero followers, zero following. Last tweet was 2013.
Oh, that's so sad.
It was their only tweet, January of 2013.
Oh, man.
It says YouTube, patient players. Face, patient players. That's their only tweet. What does face even mean? Like, what?
Facebook.
Oh. Why'd I just put Facebook?
You only had 144 characters back in the day, man. You had to be sparing.
I guess. They don't even have a bio.
Let's stop being sad about Twitter and let's start reading emails.
I can report them.
Now, for anyone listening in, this will be our first time answering live questions on the Discord. So beyond the emails, which the email address, which we cannot forget, is patientplayerspodcast@gmail.com. Send us your emails throughout the week. If you're listening to this, it takes 10 seconds to send an email. Any questions, experts on the line will answer them for you. But for today, with our new live format, feel free to jump into the Discord at patientplayers.com/Discord and then jump into the podcast questions channel. Inside the podcast questions channel, anything you post will be reviewing during the episode. And if I switch over to it, it's going to change the live feed of the Twitch. So, Jordan, you're going to have to
keep an eye on the
podcast questions.
In the future, you can always like check it on your phone or something.
That's a great idea. That's a really good idea, actually. Although, until I accidentally load my phone and then it just cuts out all my audio from Discord and you can't hear me anymore.
Oh, yeah, that would be bad.
Yeah.
Like that one time that no one knows about because I edited it out so perfectly. I think it was like 2 episodes ago. Our Discord connection completely died. And
yeah,
so...
we're like, ah!
Yeah, and we're like, And then it put the entire episode out of sync, which was not fun for me to put back into sync.
Why would it be out of sync?
I have no idea. It makes me think it was a Discord issue where... Yeah, I don't remember how it got out of sync.
Whatever.
Yeah, it was confusing.
So, while we're here, let's start with these emails. Do you want to take the first one?
Sure. Is that the one from Kay or the...
We always end with K, right?
Okay, yeah, you're right. Okay. So the first email from Chad... Oh, this one actually has a place. I don't have to make a place. It's from Chattanooga, Tennessee. Writes, dearest podcast of Players Patient. I was wondering, what is your favorite animal in Minecraft, whether in creative or survival? Also, are mittens just socks for your hands?
Two-part question here. So...
Did you know... In the current update for Minecraft they're creating, they are making a lava strider that you can put a saddle on and ride it across lava.
Isn't that just the chocobos from that one mod that we played?
I think so, yeah. Could you do those over lava? I think you couldn't. I think those are just fast.
You had to get a special black chocobo from the Nether,
so
and
yes.
You could go over lava.
Yes, it's those, but worse, because they always do things in a weird way. You have to put a mushroom on a stick. And then it'll slowly eat it away. And if you run out, you're just kind of stuck on top of this beast in the middle of the lava.
So it has like ammo?
Yeah, basically. It has durability. The mushroom on a stick has durability.
You've got fuel for your lava walking creature.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
So that's cool. I'll go with that one. Just because it's new and it has a cool purpose, I guess.
It might be a little old school, but I gotta love the Wolves just because I remember when they came out and I loved them, and my whole goal was to get as many Wolves as I could and protect them. And then I was playing with two Wolves as a kid, and I walked out of my base and a creeper dropped down from the ceiling and blew up me and my two Wolves, and I quit the game immediately and was furious, and I was so mad I didn't come back to Minecraft for months. And then one day I was like, oh, I'll just start over. We'll get back in here. And I jumped into my game and I had rage quit so fast that it had not saved. Like, I forced quit out of the game. I didn't quit through the menu. I just quit the game.
Like Alt F4?
I think I like tabbed out and then closed the window or something.
Oh my goodness.
Like, I just quit Minecraft so fast that it had not saved that action. And so it was like those movies where the character goes back in time right before the disaster and they have the opportunity to like save someone's life, because my dogs were right there and I was able to go out and fight the creeper and kill him, and I was like, oh, they're still alive.
Oh my goodness.
It was months and months later.
Wow. So, and the dogs have been there ever since.
Mm-hmm.
It is weird how they turn from wolves into dogs.
That domestication, man, that's how it works.
I guess. Or like the cats go from what is the
ocelots?
Yeah, ocelots into just normal house cats. Like,
they don't stay ocelots just with a collar.
I mean, basically.
I always thought that they were just the same animal with a collar.
Okay. I guess they could be. I don't remember if they like change color or something.
Huh. I have no idea.
I don't know. They're always referred to as like dogs and cats afterwards, but beforehand, they're always wolves and ocelots.
Now, for the second part of this question, I think we have to acknowledge that we both live in Texas and therefore have no idea what mittens are or would have ever a need to use them at any point in our lives. So you're just a sad, confused question at this point.
Are mittens just socks for your hands? You know what? I'm going to take a stab at this one.
Okay.
I think. Hold on, I'm trying to figure out how to word it. It's really difficult.
Yeah, I know, man. Articulation, it's hard.
Are mittens just socks for your hands? I think socks are just mittens for your feet.
Is it sad that I have like genuine issues with that argument that I could back up with logic?
No, please go ahead.
Okay, so not all the time, but most of the time, what's the point of socks?
To keep your feet warm?
No, to insulate your feet from shoes so you don't get calluses.
Oh.
And to keep your shoes nice and to absorb moisture from your sweaty feet in your shoes.
I didn't realize you'd gone to sock school and learned about the science behind socks. Goodness gracious.
Socks are a thing that cover your foot while they go inside another thing. You don't put mittened hands inside anything else ever.
Oh, I like that.
You're not like, I'm going to go put my mittens on so I can go put them in bigger mittens.
Or like an iron leather glove. Like the gauntlet from Infinity War.
Now, hold on, though.
He puts mittens on first.
Hold on, though, because I don't know much about medieval armor, but I bet you that they have, like, gloves. But those aren't mittens. You need to be able to move your fingers in male gloves.
So no, I think the answer is no.
I think we've determined. Chat agrees with us. Twitch chat.
Your foot precipitation comment really got me.
The shivery ghost Kyle is in our Twitch chat right now.
Wait, what? Where?
He's asking us what would qualify as hand shoes, and I've been ignoring chat for the rest of the podcast, but this is the questions section, so I'm allowing it.
Hey, what's poppin'? Shoot, you wait, what would count as hand shoes?
I think it's Michaela's answer. I think it's the gauntlet. I think having, if you put, but okay, hold on, here's
I said gauntlet. That was Jordan's answer. But excuse me? You shush with that. I said infinity gauntlet, you know, with the snap, so Thanos needs his foot mittens.
Okay, but you couldn't do it with the Infinity Gauntlet because you need fingers for that one. It has to be specifically a gauntlet that doesn't need fingers.
Wait, but why? Mittens have finger holes.
No, mittens. Okay, gloves have fingers. Mittens are just the one where it's a brick with a thumb.
Oh my good. Wait. Mittens. I'm Googling images of mittens.
In this episode, Jordan learns what mittens are.
Wow, your joke earlier about us not knowing what mittens are because we live in Texas? It suddenly is having a lot of truth. I don't think I've ever worn mittens. But I have worn, like, gloves. Like, warm gloves, but
you thought
not
we were
mittens.
Just talking about gloves.
Yeah, but they were, like, they're for warmth, where I could still move all of my appendages. But they were toasty while I did that. These look like, oh, I need to get the cake out of the oven. Let me go.
Those are cooking mitts.
Oh, okay.
That's why they're called that. Or like oven mitts. Oh, we have a guest.
Okay, I know, guest on the...
Does she know that she's live on the internet?
No, she did not. Hi. Oh, thank you. It's a pizza delivery.
Oh, man. Can I get one of those?
I'll ask.
Thank you. Wait, you didn't ask.
Oh, I'll ask later.
I was expecting you.
You know what's funny?
What?
I don't think I've ever been delivered food like in like 3 years, like directly to my room. Of course, it's the one time when we're streaming.
She knew. She's actually watching it. She's in the other
room.
She's
in chat. Actually, she was like, "No, they're not mittens." She was fed up with my mittens comments.
She had to bring you a pizza.
This is amazing. I didn't have to do anything to get pizza. That's wow.
Oh man.
Anyways.
So that's that email. Shall we move on to the other email before we hit the Discord questions?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay, because I'm sure that with our new format we probably have a lot of new listeners that have never listened to us before. This needs a little bit of an explanation. From the very beginning of the podcast, 30 episodes, months and months ago, we have a regular emailer named Kay. And Kay, let me just tell you, Kay has a way with words and has written us a saga. And there's no way I could summarize in a few short sentences what Kay has been through. Imagine jumping into like episode 187 of an anime, and that's what this is going to feel like. So just pretend you know what's going on and enjoy it for what it is. But here we go.
Oh, wait.
It begins.
Wait, but first, Daniel, if they want to catch up on the emails, I'm slowly re-uploading them to our Discord where they can read all of them.
That's true. I wasn't going to mention that because it had like 3 emails on it.
I haven't gotten there yet, but but eventually.
Oh, man. Patientplayers.com/Discord, and you can catch up as soon as Jordan gets around to uploading them. The full K saga.
I'm kind of waiting like a day between posting them because I like the little, it's been a day separation that Discord does, you know?
Okay.
So you post all on the same day.
Rewatch.
Well, yeah, I guess.
It's like when you go back and air all the episodes in the same order again.
No, but let's just go ahead. Let's just do the email.
All right.
I don't know what you're talking about.
K begins. Hello, Mr. P and Mrs. PP. It is I, K, and last time we spoke, I was offered a tour of the Yokai's Forge. Here is my detailed description of the facility so that you can put it into your report to spread it to all of the world governments, like I'm sure you have been doing this whole time. I mean, I've been sending our Discord link to every government that I know. I'm sorry. My tour started with a walk around the Forge's offices. These offices are about what you would expect from your average office environment. Cubicles, whiteboards, filing cabinets, office supplies, and a generous assortment of fake plants. Then, there is the actual manufacturing part of the facility. This area was filled with large machines melting various metals and forming them into various strange shapes. For the purpose of helping you fill out your report, some examples of these are a cylindrical bar about 10 feet in length and 1 foot in diameter, an assortment of gears in varying sizes, a barbed spike about 5 feet in length, and an upside-down crucifix, a pentagram covered in symbols in an unknown language.
I mean, he is in the void, so this is the stuff you find there.
No, he took the train out of the void. And then he was in...
Is he canonically not in the void anymore?
Yeah, because then he arrived at the city with the McDonald's, and then he went through the air vents, and now he's in the Yokai's Forge.
I kind of thought this was all like encompassed by the void, like the void.
Maybe
is a
he
new
never
universe.
Made it out of the void. I don't know. Additional objects are tiny pyramids with eyes that seem to follow my movements, statues of human figures writhing in agony. And I'm never gonna get through this email. You gotta let me.
Sorry, I'm just caught off guard. It's been a week.
statues of human figures writhing in agony, and a little bracket that kind of looks like a silly dog. Speaking of silly dogs, do you remember AI video game companions and how they used to be the bane of everyone's existence back in the day? Certainly people still complain about bad AI nowadays, but back then having to wrangle an AI companion in your game was a huge ordeal and a major reason for lowered review scores in games that had them. Now that AI tech in games has improved, I don't hear complaints about them nearly as much anymore. I don't have any specific question about the subject, but I was just curious if you noticed the same thing. Maybe had have any story found. We found the typo. We did it.
We did it.
Maybe had have any stories involving AI companions, or perhaps if you noticed something else that used to be a huge problem in games back in the day, but have improved over time. This is a three-parter, Kay. Oh my goodness. We're just mortal men. That's all for me now. I gotta go use the little scientist's room, and they have a separate restrooms, not just for each gender, but also for every different type of yokai. So I might be searching for a while to find a bathroom that can accommodate a male or female human. Love, but spelled with a silent and invisible letter Q. K.
Oh, it's silent and invisible. So it's love.
So it's love.
Okay, good. Wow, so he's talking about AI in games.
And, like, which ones annoy us or other similar features that used to annoy us and got a lot better.
Goodness, I haven't been playing a lot of AI games. Like, games that have AI to be annoying.
You know what's the first thing that comes to my mind, especially because he's talking about a dog? I talked about it on the podcast before. Do you remember what it is?
No.
Kingdom Come Deliverance. So that was a game I talked about in like the first four or five episodes of the podcast and then continued to talk about for a while. But that game is amazing. And one of the DLC packs has a dog. And you can look at the dog and tell him to attack things like bunny rabbits. And you look at him and you go, hair. And he runs after them and it's great.
Did you say hair?
I said hair.
Like, go after the hair?
Yeah.
So what if it, like, pulled out some scissors and, like, a little barber kit and just started giving you a haircut? Would that be an AI?
You're thinking about a different game than a game that goes into Central European politics of the 1400s.
Well, they had These are very different games back then. You know? They needed barbers. Surely.
Barber dogs.
They didn't have, like, you know, like, food and or, like, color back then. But I'm sure they had haircuts. Yeah.
Just bathhouses and dog barbers.
Yeah, everything was black and white also. Especially in Kansas.
I'm wondering, I just started that sentence three different ways. I'm wondering if...
You are the bad AI.
Oh my gosh. I'm wondering if the reason that people are less frustrated with dogs are because they've just made most of the dogs invincible. And you can't be sad when they die anymore. Like, I'm thinking through video games I've played recently that had dogs in them. You played Fallout 4. I did not really play much. Is the dog invincible in that game? He's like a companion, right?
Yes.
So, like, yeah, like, that's why they're not annoying anymore. Is because they're cute and you can't just kill them. Or they can't get themselves killed. That's what I meant to say, because that's the AI's fault.
No, yeah, exactly. I appreciate in Fallout 4 where they can't die, because AI in Fallout 4 is just a AI in Blizzard games is a nightmare. Mm-hmm. Just because it's such a big, crazy game with endless possibilities. So the fact that it can't die from its own mistakes that you couldn't do anything about in the first place is appreciated. It would be so bad if it could die and it ran off and did something dumb. It's like, no, I said... Stay, I said, be put, and then it just runs off and dies. You're like, great, now I have to go, you know, get another one.
You want to talk about frustrating AI getting itself killed? Let's go back to talking about Heroes of the Storm, because that AI is infuriating. Don't get me started on it, or else we're gonna have a bad
podcast.
Just on,
like, single player mode, or on.
I mean, anytime the AI takes over a character, they're just dumb as bananas.
Okay, yeah, I see what you're saying.
They just die and stop.
But it really works well, because a lot of the time people you play with are dumb as bananas. So
that's true.
Really, at the end of the day, you're just playing with a bunch of stupid fruit.
That's fair. Mm-hmm. Like Animal Crossing.
You know, I'll accept that. Yeah, that's a great point. Do you have a story about Peeper from Divinity being a dumb AI?
Oh, just that he's... Okay, so Divinity 2 RPG I've been playing with Marianne, my wife, and she loves this void chicken that we found named
Wait,
Peeper.
She loves the void chick?
Yeah, he's just been following her around for like 4 hours of in-game time. She's going, peep, all the time. And he keeps getting killed in our combat encounters, and then we have to reload the entire combat encounter again. And I know that you're faced... I know that there's something with Peeper that we don't know about, and I'm trying to avoid any intonation that you and Kyle keep making about Peeper, because I just want
to discover
it.
You don't know where to take him.
We
so
just
you're
have
just having him
chicken.
Along on the journey?
Yes, and he keeps dying, but we don't want to have him die, and so we keep having to reload our battles and do it perfectly so where Peeper doesn't die. And it's like,
that's
hilarious. I want to hit them with this area of effect attack, but if I do, Peeper's going to burst into flames, and I can't do that.
Goodness. You're like, you're making the game harder on yourself. You're playing hard mode. Survive the Peeper mode. Oh, man. Yeah, when I played with Kyle, it's just like, what do we do with this? He's like, oh, I'll show you. Walk over to the end of the quest. All done.
That's why we didn't want to play with Kyle.
No, I understand. I understand how making Peeper memories is preferable. Huh.
Sorry, Kyle. I love playing Divinity with you. Just if you don't do anything except follow me around.
My pizza is staring at me in the face and in the nose.
Well, we're done with our email section. We've had a couple chat questions. And we also... Okay, check out the Discord. So, reminder, anyone listening, patientplayers.com/Discord. You'll be able to go throw questions into the podcast questions channel. And we will answer them right now. Do we have any questions, Jordan?
We do, actually. Mary, it looks like your wife has been frequenting our Q&A channel.
Okay.
Yeah, what at first...
She...
I'll read them backwards. Because it kind of works. She said, will you tell the story of the time you had tons of dogs in Minecraft and then you buried them?
There's a YouTube video about that somewhere. I did have a lot of
dogs.
Could
we like post that somewhere and just give no context?
Except I'm like 13, so my voice is super high.
Well, and... we were all 13 and super high at some point. I mean, our voices were super high.
Kyle was playing with me. I don't know if he would want people to hear his 13-year-old voice as well. It's... Oh.
I want to hear 13-year-old Kyle.
What if we just clip the part about the dogs? I made a time... The name of the video is called Time Capsule of Furry Animals because I joked about... I had found a bunch of the dogs in Minecraft and then I couldn't get back to my base before sundown and so I didn't want them to die, so I just buried them. I just made a big pit, told them all to sit down, and I literally covered them over with dirt and put a big thing on top so I knew where they were. And I was like, what if I forget where these guys are and then just one day in the future we're just playing Minecraft and someone uncovers like 50 dogs buried in a tomb? And I'm like, it'd be like a time capsule of furry animals. And
I love that.
Kyle says he can't escape from his 13-year-old self. You might as well live with it. Show the clip, you coward.
Yeah, it looks like you got to find it now. It's just you getting over your own 13-year-old voice now.
Yeah, I gotta go find the clip and we'll post that on the tweet. So if you want to see the clip whenever it's available later this week, Twitter @patient_players or join the Discord and become a subscriber and you'll see when that post goes live.
Yippee doodles.
Right, so there's a second question?
There is a second question. It's how are you feeling after the first ever live recording?
Oh. I feel a lot more energized than after any other recording.
Yeah, I can agree with that. It was fun. Also, the chat interaction was fun to do. I'm hoping that transfers over well to a podcast format still. And it's not like kind of weird to hear us talking to people who are here with us in spirit, but also in textual spirit.
In my experience, textual, that word is too close to other words. I don't like it.
Textual frustration.
And we have our episode title.
Oh, man, I was really hoping for Suck of the Wild.
Okay. If you're in chat, vote on your favorite episode title for today's episode.
No, we're not going to do a vote. Oh, my word. Oh, goodness.
What was I saying?
I don't know.
Oh, in my experience, listening to podcasts, having a live audience asking questions doesn't make it any weirder. It's just as fun.
So, oh, okay, cool.
I hope I hope that is. If it's lame and bad and dumb, email us at patientplayers.
Oh my goodness.
@gmail.com.
Lame and bad and dumb. If it's all just lame and bad, or bad and dumb, or lame and dumb, don't you dare email us. If it's all three of them, please shoot us an email at patientplayerspodcast@gmail.com.
I was going to get really mad at you for being so pedantic about and versus or, but I'm also a computer programmer. And so, like,
ooh,
if anyone in the world should know,
ooh, big
when
difference
to use and when to use or, it should be me. And I'm
did you
so
say
disappointed.
Pedantic? Pedantic?
Pedantic.
Pedantic. What does that mean?
It means, like, overly concerned about minute details.
I like that word a lot. Thank you for enlightening me.
Pedantic should have been my screen name.
Pedantic Ninja?
No, just Pedantic.
Snuggly Pedantic Boy.
I'm sure that's available if you want it.
Yeah, dude, you wouldn't have any problem getting that Twitter handle, that YouTube channel.
Except Snuggly Ninja already doesn't fit into enough. Like, why are character limits so small? This is not what the podcast is about. I'm going to stop talking about it. /rant.
Small character limits. Character limits. Like, just the phrase character limits sounds like a good podcast title. So.
Oh, man. Yeah, join us next week on our new podcast, Character Limits.
Yeah. This is, in fact, yeah, episode 33. That's as far as we go. We're going to do 33 episodes of Character Limits.
We're done.
Oh, oh, man. Just like we're done with this podcast. Am I right?
Ayo.
What a segue. Okay.
Thank you for joining us on our first ever live recording of the Patient Players Podcast, episode 33. You know, if I put it that way every time, technically, next week will be the first ever recording of Patient Players Podcast, episode 34. So maybe
first ever every single week.
Every week, first ever. No, this is actually the first ever. And I'm glad that everyone was here. Thank you for joining us. It means a lot. Enjoy that pizza, Jordan.
Yeah, thank you for joining us, everyone. I'm not eating a pizza.
And signing off.
Goodbye.